There's John Conley in the backside of 30 here on Iron Country, and that's the song that pretty much started it all for our guest right now. On the air with us, welcome to Iron Country, John Conley. It's great to have you here, John.
Great to be with you, and great to be coming to see you in a little while.
Well, first off, John, we are honored that you're coming to Beloit to play for our Iron Country family members here at the Castle. And, John, I got to ask you, you've been out on the road for quite a few years. Is it still the same rush when you hit the stage now today as it was probably that first time back in the 70s?
Well, yeah, it's I've been doing this really all of my life, certainly as an amateur before we were making a living at it. But my first public performance was in the fourth grade. I did I Love Me Tender, which is the first song I ever committed to memory, for the fourth grade assembly program. And that's the most nervous I've ever been. So I got over all that a long time ago. But I still enjoy coming to see folks and being as one-on-one with everybody as I can while we do a show.
Now, John, going through your bio, I saw that you were once a disc jockey, and now you're a Grand Ole Opry star. That has to be exciting, going from days of spinning records to making hit records. Tell us how that transformation worked.
Well, it worked great, and I got to work, and I still get to work, for one of the 50,000-watt AM stations here in Nashville. I came to Nashville to work at the other one, WLAC, and that's the only reason I came to town, was for that job in radio. Never dreaming that, you know, I would turn the hobby of music into a career. But lo and behold, we did. And here we are still, as you say, on the road and performing both on the road and at the Opry.
Well, you know, John, you've been an Opry member since 1981. I've actually seen you at the Opry many times. Actually got to meet you backstage. Jack Green had me back there one time. What an experience the Opry is. And I always ask every one of our artists who we have on the show, even now when you go out on the stage at the Opry, the circle and everything, is it still as special a performance for you as it was the first time?
Oh, absolutely. It is. And, you know, in the meantime, in the beginning years when I first became a member, we weren't doing anything at the Ryman Auditorium. So that circle was the only connection you had with the Ryman. Now there are Opry shows occasionally from the Ryman. And I was beginning to worry back years ago that I'd never get to perform on that stage and in that building. But the Ryman is a busy, busy theater venue here in Nashville, busier than it ever has been, really. So, yeah, quite a thrill. And I'm also thankful that I got to do the Opry for so many years with some of the folks no longer with us, like Little Jimmy Dickens and Grandpa Jones and Bill Monroe and Roy Acuff and so many others that I got to share the boards with for a lot of years.
Well, I know that I've seen both the Opry show at the Ryman and at the Grand Ole Opry House right now, and I don't think there is a more perfect sound than in the Ryman Auditorium. Maybe I'm wrong, but I just think that is such a special venue.
You are absolutely right. It's my favorite place to see a full show because, you know, there are independent shows that come through the Ryman all the time, and there's no better place to hear a full concert in the Ryman Auditorium, no matter who you're hearing.
Well, you know, John, you've got a lot of hits that we play here on Iron Country, and let's go back and talk about Rose Colored Glasses. Now, that is a song that has just stood the test of time. You mentioned John Conley, you hear Rose Colored Glasses. Did you know, when you first were starting to get involved with that song, how special that song might be?
You never know. You know, a lot of times you record songs and you think, boy, this is going to just slay everybody. And it ends up being an album cut and it never sees the light of day as a single, so to speak. That happens all the time. You never can second guess. I've always said that if somebody could listen to a record and say yes and no to the ones that would be smashes and the ones that wouldn't, they could just have a very small office with a telephone and make a lot of money.
That's true. That is so true.
A lot of people claim they can do it, but a lot of people claim they can do it, but they don't have that great a record. Same is true with music. I knew that Rose Colored Glasses, which is a song I wrote, was very special to me personally. And so I was hoping that it would do well, and so we held it back. We didn't release it first. Because coming from radio, I got to see a lot of people release first, second, and third records that didn't make it. And that truly happened with me. Backside of 30 was our first release, and it didn't make it the first time out. And if I was going to lose one of the two, I didn't want it to be Rose. So we held it back. It was our fourth release, but it went on to become a standard in music, and those are hard to come by.
Well, I know here at Iron Country, two of the top requests of songs that you have is Common Man is one of them, which I know strikes deep in the heart of the blue collar, the farmers around here, the people who go to work and work hard every day, love Common Man. And that struck a chord with deep root America, don't you think?
Oh, absolutely right. It did with me because I relate directly to what the song talks about. Sammy Johns was the writer of that song. And some people may remember a song called Chevy Van. That was Sammy's record as both artist and writer. But he wrote Common Man for us. And, I related directly to it, still do. And it's one that it appears in every show we do, every live full show we do.
Well, I know. And the other one, I love this song, but I'm surprised that it's one of the top three requests from you, is I Don't Remember Loving You. People here just love that song.
Yeah, I know. We produced a T-shirt with that theme on it. We've done that a couple of times. That's one of our current T-shirts that we'll have with us at the show. But, yeah, it's you never know. That song is so different. Harlan Howard and Bobby Braddock wrote it, and two of the greatest writers that ever picked up a pencil. And, you know, when you do that kind of thing, in fact, we got a little bit of feedback, slapback, if you will, from some of the women's groups and so forth, thinking it was a put down to women. I'm sorry, I don't think that. But it is one of our most requested songs, and it's another one that we'll be doing at the show.
Now, John, I want to talk to you about a couple songs that I'm familiar with and I'd really like, but I don't know how familiar our listening audience is with them. And that's They Also Serve and Walking Behind the Star, two songs, John, that really get you right in the feels. You want to talk a little bit about those two songs?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Walking Behind the Star is the most recent of the two, and it pays honor and tribute to those who are in law enforcement. And a friend of ours wrote it, actually a lot of years ago, and didn't do anything with it. But when our police started being attacked while sitting in their cruisers in some cases and being assassinated and gunned down and, you know, put on display as they have been and still are. It's the toughest job in America, probably. We decided we'd put that song out to pay honor and tribute to them in the middle of all this defund the police and all this other junk that is junk and is not workable and is crazy. We wanted that song out. And the other one, They Also Serve, pays honor and tribute to our military and specifically to the families who are back at home while their loved one is serving, you know, in many cases in harm's way. And we put that out during the heated part of the Iraq War. And when we did, my family related directly to it because our son was headed to Iraq for his first of two trips over there. So we related directly and what that song talks about.
Well, I tell you what, those are two great songs, and we like to play them here at Iron Country. And I just want to, John, where's the best place for people to find songs like that? Are they available everywhere for download, or do you get them through your site? How do you do that?
Well, they're both on our classic CDs. We've got a series of CDs called Classics, three discs in it, and it's all of our hits, including those two songs, appear on one or the other of the classic CDs. And you can always get that at our website, but you can also find our music at Amazon and anywhere you can buy music, you can find it. And in fact, if you type in Walking Behind the Star right now, it'll come up on YouTube. It'll come up. We did a still picture video for that song, and it's on, and we did a video for the other one, They Also Serve. They're both on YouTube, so you can find them there.
And would you have those at the show for people who are coming out on July 11th?
Oh, absolutely right. Yeah, we will. We'll have all of our music there and other concession items, shirts and pictures and all that stuff. You can take my picture, and if you're raising a garden, you can put it in the middle of your garden. It'll keep critters away. You know, it works good.
Well, John, I am so looking forward to having you come up here to play at the Castle in Beloit and come up. I know our Iron Country family is really excited to see you, and we appreciate you taking time to talk to us this morning, and we'll see you in a couple months.
Okay, great. Good to talk to you, and I hope everybody come out and see us.